expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
To be praised. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. Welcome to DDV.com. I just got so caught up in what we're doing. God is so good. I'm back in this studio here. God is worthy to be praised. We bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. We just so glad to be here in the presence of a living God. We got a lot to cover today. God is worthy to be praised. And once again, we do welcome you to the Mike Radio broadcast here at www.mikebroadcastdv.com. We're also on Mike Live. And so hello to Michael Council, Rock Williams, Pastor Kim Dean. Glory be to God. We got a lot to cover today. I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, also to minister and elder Lisa Brown, who stood in the place for me for the last couple of weeks. God bless her. I'm going to make her one of my co-hosts. Amen. And you're going to see more of this happening in 2020, more delegation. I kind of held something down for about 2 years, but now things are shifting. Things are now I'm able to relinquish and do some things because I feel like we're in the right direction. And so we're so glad that you tune in today. I'm going to do SITU Bachelor's Level Week 93, Lesson 15 on Clouds and Stones. And this will complete our topic on, of course, the topic of a deeper insight into the heavenlies or into the spirit world. So if you have your Bible, I'm going to give you some things which I call quite deep when it comes to the terms of clouds and stones. This is very important to get a hold of what I'm teaching you right now, which might shock you. But it's going to give you another perspective and another way of looking at something. And we're going to go right to Acts chapter 1. I'm going to deal with this term called clouds and stones. And hopefully I can hit this both and then we'll stir up a little controversy and keep you engaged for the next time. Okay, this is, of course, SITU, School of Intensified Training and Understanding. But we're also on my radio broadcast here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com every Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And we want you to be able to stand with me as we continue to believe that what God has started, he's going to finish it. And we bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Let's pray. Lord God, we give you praise and thanks that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory, and you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes may be enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches of the inheritance that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. If this is your first time watching me or listening to me here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com, I'm going to be teaching right now an SITU on the topic clouds and stones. This is week 93, lesson 15. And if you never heard me before, I suggest you go back and watch me because I may say some things that are kind of controversial or things you probably never heard before. We give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of course, to my wife and my family, to KOM, also to the president of SITU and M318, President Crystal, who's tuned in here, who keeps me on point. Thank God for my team. Glory be to God. I want to give you an aspect today, something I want you to look at. This is called the deeper look into the spirit realm. God bless you, Shannon. God bless you. I want to talk about the term clouds, and I'm going to mess you up a little bit when you think about the term clouds, what you think it is and what the biblical term of it is. Sometimes when you read the Bible, you can sometimes think things mean one thing and it might mean something totally different, or what Pastor Clinton Utterbach used to say, the law of double reference, why something is spoken of from a physical sense, it has a spiritual meaning. And what I want to do today is kind of open you up to be open to some things so that you're able to understand what I call the thinking process of God. And one thing we learn about God is he's always unfolding and always showing himself and revealing himself. And you got to stay open Don't get so traditional, so locked into your ways. You're not open to God ministering to you. And there's some things in the Bible that are not so clear. They're not real black and white. There's some things that are real cloudy, or some things that are what I call like looking into a mirror. And there's some things God doesn't outright come out and just say. You just have to read between the lines. There are some amazing things about the mind of God. But as we teach this today, hopefully I help to answer some questions and really stir some issues up. Also, I say this all the time. I am not sent to everybody. One thing I've learned as an apostle, you're sent to Gentiles. You're sent to Jews. You're sent to a particular people. God bless Ronald Williams, who runs, of course, www.glorysongs.net every Tuesday. And thank God for Brother Ron Williams, one of the greatest engineers. I got two great engineers, Brother Ron Williams, and of course, my brother here runs a station here. And so I am just so excited to teach this today, because I think it gives you comfort when it comes to death, when it gives you comfort when it comes to what happens to people when they die on this side, what happens on the other side. And I want to be able to open your eyes and open your understanding up to certain levels that might be a little bit shocking to the norm. If you go to Acts chapter 1, and this scene takes place right before Jesus Christ ends up back to the third heaven. He is standing in the first heaven, which is the earth, all right? He's communicating spiritual truths that are being transferred to the second heaven, but he's headed back to the third heaven where God the Father is, and where Christ is going to take his seat on the right hand of the Father. And there is a transfer of power. There's a pouring out of gifts. And I want you to get used to when you see the term the Father came and the shadow overshadowed them, or the cloud came with them, Brother Robert. It really represents something is coming along with the Father. I believe these are all the individuals who died in Christ that kind of travel with the Father as things happen and transpire here in the planet Earth. In Acts chapter 1, Christ gives the final word to his disciples of what I feel is the true focus of the church. And here is the true focus of the church. This is Acts chapter 1. All right. And it says this, when they came together in verse 6, it says, when indeed they was therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, Adonai, call him Lord, which means Adonai, wilt thou at this time restore Israel again? Or what the Bible says in verse 6 of the Greek Hebrew Bible, the kingdom or the sovereign dome to Israel, which means, are you going to put Israel back in charge? Are you going to put them back on top? Are we going to overthrow Rome's authority? Are we going to have the same power we had one time when Abraham said we were the chosen people? Can we have a coup? Could we overthrow the power of Rome? And this is the only thing that was on their mind. But then Jesus Christ answers like this in verse 7. It is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power and authority. But this is the focus of what they should have their mind on. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, or Jerusalem in the Greek, and in all Judea, Yahadah, and in Samaria, which is Shamarah, and unto the othermost parts, or the finality of the whole earth. And then my Bible says, as Yahshua's ascension. And when he have spoken and said these things, while they were looking, he was taken up, lifted up, and a cloud received him. I need to take your pen and circle the term cloud. Why does that term cloud have to be? Why can it just say the Father received them or the angels received them? But it does say this, deeper insight into the spiritual realm. Thank you. Week 92, lesson 15. It says a cloud received and took him out of their sight. But verse 10 says, and with as they looked steadfastly or stared forward into heaven as he would go up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why do you stand here gazing, looking up into the heaven? This same Jesus, Yeshua, which is taken up from you into the heaven. I like to add the third heaven. All right. Have to go through the first heaven and through the second heaven to get to the third heaven. He said, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner. That's why I believe in a bodily return of Christ. This Christ Jesus standing there, if he went up, he got to come down. He can't just be a spirit. That's why I don't believe in full preterism. I believe in partial. Most prophets, not all of them. He has to have a bodily return, which means holes in his hand, holes in his side, but the body is glorified. Shall so this come in like manner as you have seen, observe him go up into heaven. Then they return to Jerusalem. So my thing is, what was they observing? What were they looking at? They were looking at Christ going up, but there was this cloud. All right, this cloud, and this is very important to get this, this cloud. And my question is today in the BA level here at week 92, lesson 15, what is this cloud? Can we exactly say what it is? Can we really find scripture to prove what it is? Or does this subject matter create speculation? And I believe what I ever teach in this area is always speculation, because some folks will say it was just a physical cloud, something you see up in the sky. And some folks take it like that. But there are other folks who don't see it like that. I'm one of those. I believe when clouds show up, it's not just God, but include other people. It include, I feel, his traveling group that goes with them. Because in the book of Hebrews, it talks about we are surrounded about this greater cloud of witnesses. So can we speculate in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8? I like to speculate because it goes to show that heaven is not empty. It contains people that have died before us. All the people that died in Christ, they make up this cloud. We're surrounded by such great a cloud of witnesses. Now, when you look in the Hebrew language, there are a few words for clouds. There's a word called av, av. There's another word called shacha, which is spelled S-H-A-C-H-A-Q. And there's another word for the term clouds in the Hebrew, chazaz. All right. And then there's a Greek word for the term clouds is nephos, N-E-F-O-S. So they have different words for the word cloud. And you got to find out how does that cloud fit in the scripture. That's what me are hermeneutics. You're going to find out, is it talking about physical cloud? Is it talking about spiritual cloud? Or is it talking about both clouds at the same time? You have to read the whole contextual setting so you find exactly what is being communicated, okay? Now, the term AV in Hebrew, which means a thick covering, shachar, which means a beating and a pounding down, all right? Chazaz means the presence of clouds with lightning. And the force, which is Greek for cloud, which means a cloud, a fixed substance, okay? And all of these point to the same term called clouds. And it's amazing that anytime you deal with God's deity, it always says coming in the cloud, or the clouds are with him, which I believe that when the Father God shows up and overshadows, he brings with him every spirit that left the earth and travels with him, which I think is a crazy thing. As a matter of fact, I shared something with you, and I said this before, but let me repeat it again. I had a vision, and it seemed like I was dreaming. I was washing dishes at my mother's and father's sink, and I saw a cloud open up, and I saw my Aunt Daisy, I saw my grandmother, my grandfather, and they were looking at me, and they were smiling, but the light behind the cloud was ridiculous. I couldn't even look at the light. The light was overwhelming to me, and I kind of felt God was saying, this is my presence, and these are all your loved ones that are in heaven looking and checking you out. And I had this dream a few years ago, and I never forgot this thing of watching this cloudy substance open up. So I feel, and you can't help but speculate, you can't say exactly what it is, but I don't believe it's just physical clouds in Acts chapter 1. I think it speaks of God's presence, God arriving, God coming and showing himself off, but also bring with him all those spirits that died in Christ. All right, now hold your fingers there. Let's look at another revelation, okay? We're talking about clouds and stones, okay? Let's go over to all the Bible books are my most. But I want to read something to you out of Hebrews, okay? And if you go to Hebrews chapter 11, and of course, once again, I have to say this, keep in mind, the book of Hebrews are written to Jewish Christians, Jews who became Christians. But what happened was, due to the persecution, a lot of the Jews were quitting, gathering with the other Christians, and went back to the old Mosaic worship style, back to the temple, back to the sacrifices. And Paul, which I believe was the author of Hebrews, says, I don't know why y'all going back there, because God has taken away the first to establish the second. And you are the house of God. Where you're running to? I know the persecution has been hot. I remember one time you got hit with persecution. It was a joy. Now that the persecution is kind of sticking with you, now you want to run and quit and give up. You ever meet these people that's only with you in good seasons, but when the tough times come, you can't find them? Well, this is nothing is new. But Paul encourages the Hebrew Christians not to quit and go backwards, but stay committed to the mission of the kingdom gospel. And so when you get to Hebrews chapter 11, if you start at, well, look at chapter 10, verse 34. I read at the Hebrew Greek Bible, and it says this. I can't go any further until we see this. Well, look at Hebrews 10, Hebrews 10, verse 23. And this is what Paul says to the Jewish Christian. Elder Lisa Bryan just gave you honor earlier for you standing in the stead for me. And please go back and watch these brag. We've been bragging about Elder Lisa Brown heart to heart. She's the new Ananias and Barnabas for the Pennsylvania area. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 23 says, let us hold fast down the profession of our faith, which also is the term hope in the Greek, without wavering, unwavering, for he is faithful, trustworthy, that promise or pre-evangelize, and let us consider one another to provoke or agitate unto each other in love and unto good works, not forsaking the assembling or the synagogue. You see the term assembling and synagoguing? We use that word for church in today's English dictionary. But in the Hebrew Greek understanding, this is the real word for church, was the assembling or the synagogue. So when you synagogue or you assemble together, it means it's a group of people that locking together like a jigsaw puzzle. He said you're locking together and you'll be a walking body of power. But the problem was a lot of the Jewish Christians were quitting attending these Christian quote-unquote church services because of the persecution that came from first century Israel, who was stoning, trying to kill and murder anyone that was saying that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. There was an unwritten law that said you cannot confess that Christ was the Messiah. And of course, Hebrews 10 verse 25 says, do not forsake the assembling or the synagoguing of yourselves together, exactly as the manner or the manner or custom of some, but exhort one another, consoling, and so much the more as long as you see the day approaching. What day? The day is when Jesus Christ is going to come in a cloud, move through the Roman Empire, and tear down the Jewish tabernacle and bring it into first century Israel. God bless you, Robin. Miss you so much. Maria, two of my spiritual supporters are online today. Thank you. Haven't seen you on the wild. God bless. This image for you, Maria. This image for you, Robin. So glad to see you. Miss you so much. And it says this. It says in verse 26, for if we sin willfully or voluntarily after that we have received or taken the knowledge of the truth, there remain of no more not such sacrifice for sins. Now, why is Paul saying this? What's the sin is he talk about? That is to choose to say that Christ is no longer my Messiah. I quit on the church and I'm going back to the old style of Jewish worship. I'm going back to the temple. I'm going back to the sacrifices. I don't want this much pressure. I want to go back to my own life. And you find church folks today to do the same. They quit on Christ and went back to doing what they used to do. Won't work. He says, you have already received the truth and you know the truth and you have nothing else left. So to make a decision and go back on Christ is a dangerous sin. This is not any normal sin. This is a choice to unbelieve what you one time believed. You make a choice to do that. And then he says in verse 27, nothing is left but a certain fearful looking for an awesome expectation of judgment and a fiery indignation, a zeal of fire, which shall consume or devour the adversaries or the opposers. What does he talk about? The Jewish leadership that said Christ is not the Messiah and we will murder and we will kill anyone that says that he is. And there were Jews that became Christians, but due to the persecution, they would quit on being Christians and try to go back to do what they used to do. And the writer of Hebrews was saying, if you go down that route, nothing's going to be there but fire. And you know what happened to the temple in AD 70? Fire ate it up. 35 to 40 acres of land, the whole temple was burnt to the ground. All that was left was a little wall outside, which is now up in Israel right now. You go call the Wailing Wall. And Christ's word came to pass to the T. So forge ahead and follow the kingdom no matter the pressure that opposes you. And it says this in verse 28. which shall devour the adversary. So the adversaries are anyone that opposes that Jesus is the Christ. And I'm going to prove it to you. Verse 28 says, he, anyone that despised Moses' law, set aside Moshe's Torah, die without mercy apart from compassion under two or three witnesses. How much more worse punishment, suppose, think you, shall he be thought deemed worthy who have trodden under the foot of the Son of God, that's Jesus Christ, Elohim, and have deemed the blood of the covenant wherewith, wherein he was sanctified, hallowed, an unholy thing profane, and have done despite unto insult the spirit of grace. That means that how dare you embrace Christ, know he's real, you experience his signs and wonders, you know he's a real God, and now what you're going to do is turn your back on Christ and go back to the old beggarly elements. He says, boy, your judgment is worse. So that means you know the truth, but you let the truth go due to pressure. How many of you watch me today that you only with Christ as long as times are good? But when times are bad or they're not working out like you want, you let go of your belief system. Never let go of where Christ has brought you to, Sister Robin. God bless you. And it says this spirit of grace is not to be insulted. Verse 30 of Hebrews chapter 10. He says this, for we know him that have said, vengeance belong unto me, and I shall recompense, says the Lord, which means Yahweh. And again, he shall judge his people. Why is he saying that? Because it's his people that are attacking the Jews that have become Christians. And he's telling the Jewish Christians, stick with God, because when you keep faith through Christ, you're obeying what God wants you to do. Don't be punked by the pressure. Look at verse 31 of chapter 10. It is a fearful thing how awesome to fall into the hands of the living God Elohim, but call in remembrance, remember that in the former or previous days in which after you was illuminated, had light, becoming enlightened, you endured a great fight, vast contention of afflictions and sufferings, partly indeed where you were made a laughing stock. Folks laughed at you, both by reproaches and afflictions, tribulations, and partly while you became companions, communicates of them that were so used, thus behave for you. Have compassion of or sympathize with me and my bonds, and took joyfully receive with cheer the spoiling of your goods. Which means that earlier, when y'all gave your life to Christ and you lost stuff and folks laughed at you and people quit on you and your supposed friends let you down, you shouted and you danced. Now that this thing has been prolonged, some of y'all quitting and giving up. And the writer of Hebrews says, don't do that. There's nothing to go back to. You have to forge ahead and stick with Christ and the kingdom, no matter the persecution, no matter the affliction, no matter the opposition. And he says, one time y'all was with it. Now y'all punking and giving up. Yeah, then it says this, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven, watch this, the third heaven through the second heaven to the first heaven, which is the earth, a better and an enduring substance abiding holdings. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, boldness, watch this, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience or endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, as much as long as, and he that shall come, and will not tarry, take his time. Now the just shall live by faith, trust, but if ever any man draw back, one withdraw my soul, shall have no pleasure, not think well in him. That's Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Look at verse 39 of Hebrews chapter 10. But we are not of them, Francine. We are not of them who draw back or withdraw unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe, trust to unto the saving, the acquiring of the soul. Then it says, now faith, trust is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I had to read all of that to get to the point I'm trying to make. Or we got a commercial break in about 2 minutes. Now, this is very important to get this. What is being communicated here? He is trying to encourage the Jewish Christians, don't quit on Christ. Stick with Christ, no matter the opposition that comes from first century Israel that keep telling you that Christ is not the Messiah. Yeah, I know they threatened to stone you. Yeah, I know they threatened to do this to you, but keep your faith in God through Christ Jesus. There is a recompense of a great reward, but you got to hold on. It looks like God is taking his time, but he's right on time. Just stick with it. Stick with it. Stick with it. Keep provoking each other to keep coming to church, keep gathering, keep synagoguing, all right? Keep coming together as a body, all right? Keep assembling. That was the key. Just don't quit. So when you get to Hebrews chapter 11, he begins to explain to you the martyrs and people in the Bible of the Old Testament who stuck with faith no matter the pressure. So when we get to the next commercial break, after we come at the commercial break, because it's 2:29, when I come back, I'm going to jump right to this verse, which is Hebrews 12, verse 1, for the cloud of witnesses to Yeshua. Therefore, we are so compassed or surrounded by such a greater cloud of witnesses. Same word cloud that's used in the Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, when Christ went up and was caught up in the cloud. When I come back, we're going to talk more and more about clouds and stones. You have been listening, of course, and watching www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Also watching Mike Live. This is SITU, the bachelor level, week 93, lesson 15. We'll come back after this break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to to visit, visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to www.mybroadcastddv.com. Your host is Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. We've been talking with SITU here, week 93, lesson 15 on clouds and stones. I'm showing you that something deep goes on when you see the term clouds. In Acts chapter 1, when Christ got caught up into the cloud, into the sky, I believe that cloud included all the Old Testament patriarchs. In Hebrews chapter 11, the writer of Hebrews is encouraging the Jewish Christians, don't quit due to the pressure. God bless you, Pastor Sharon, Tracy, David, Sonia, my little sister. Glory be to God. Don't give up on God just because the opposition, because God will pay back your enemies, okay? When you get to Hebrews chapter 11, and we do verse 30, Hebrews 11 verse 30 says, by faith, trust, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about, surrounded 7 days. By faith, trust, Rachel, the harlot, which means the hoe, which perished, which did not perish because she trusted. When she received the spies with shalom, and what shall I more still word? But the time does not allow me to talk about Gideon and Barak and Samson. Even Samson is in the cloud. Even as messed up Samson was, his grace, he's still in the cloud, all right? Look at verse 33 of Hebrews 11. This is the cloud. This is the cloud. Who through faith, trust, subdued kingdoms, sovereign domes. They are actualized righteousness, work justice, stopped, watch this, sealed the mouths of lions, that sound like Daniel, quenched the violence, the dynamics of fire, that's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, escaped, fled the edge of the sword, out of weakness, frailty were made strong and powered, waxed violently, became mighty in fight and war. That sound like David. Turned to flight, put down the armies, encampments of the aliens, others. Women took their dead, raised to life again by resurrection. Watch this. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, receiving redemption. That's Stephen. He didn't want redemption. He died as a martyr. Okay, this is faith. Some faith delivers. Some faith in Christ takes you to heaven before your time, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel, took testings of mockings and scourgings. Yea, all right. Moreover, yet of bonds and imprisonments, guardhouses, they were stoned. That's Stephen. All right, and they was cut in half. They were tempted, tested, were slain, were death-defied, and murdered by sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, been destitute, fallen behind, afflicted, tribulated, tormented, vilified, of whom the world was not worthy. And could you believe there's some folks, God says, it's not even worth you staying here. I'm going to take you to heaven. And there are some people like that, too. I believe that. Dr. Miles was one of those. In the desert, the wilderness, and in mountains, and in dens, grottos, and caves, caverns of the earth, and these all having obtained a good report, witnessed through faith, the trust, received not the promise. What's the promise? The pouring out of the Holy Ghost and the kingdom. He is walking through all these Old Testament patriarchs who had not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but yet by faith in God, they got miracles and signs and wonders and didn't punk and give out. Verse 40 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, having previously provided some better thing for us, that they without apart from us should not be made perfect or complete. From the cloud of witnesses to Yeshua, therefore, seeing we also are compassed about, surrounded with so great vast a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside or put aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience, with endurance. Why is the Hebrew writer saying that? Because he's saying, you got too much evidence and people have been through what you've been through. You have no excuse to quit on Christ Jesus and go back to the old form of Mosaic worship. I need you to stick with Christ and walk with the kingdom no matter what it costs you. Some of you will deliver and some of y'all will die as martyrs. But at the end of the day, God will repay. God will give you back everything you thought you lost. God is a final judge. You have no right to quit on Christ. And this is what's being said. So the cloud of witnesses are people that in the past have remained faithful to Christ no matter the opposition. There are going to be rewards and awards given to people who hold out and hold on. Are you with me? Go over to the book of Matthew chapter 17. I got to move quick. All right. Matthew chapter 17. And of course, it says this in chapter 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John upon a high mountain apart privately and was transfigured or metamorphosed before in front of them. And his face did shine, radiated as the sun. Didn't become the sun. It came bright as the sun. And his raiment was a garment, became white as light. Not white as the coloring color, but white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, which is Moshe, and Elias, which is Elijah, talking with him. So Jesus is talking with Moses and Elijah. I thought they're both dead. I told you God is a God of the living, not the God of the dead. So Moses and Elijah, I believe, are part of that cloud. And Jesus, by the power of the Spirit of God, is communicating to Moses, which represents the law, and Elijah, which represents the Holy Spirit. And they're having this discussion on top of Mount Transfiguration. And Peter, James, and John are allowed to observe this conversation. And it says in verse 4, and it says, Peter answered Petros and said unto Jesus, Yeshua, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, watch this, a bright lighted cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son. Which means the Father is one person and Jesus is another, but both make up God Almighty. So the Father overshadows through the cloud, okay? And it says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He says, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and they were afraid, extremely awestruck. And walk through this in verse 7. And Jesus, Yeshua, came over, touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man but one except Jesus, except Yeshua alone. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, do not say anything about the vision to no man until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Now, I don't want to get caught up in stuff. Hello, Nicolette, principal, one of the greatest principals in the world, Nicolette. And please tell KG I said hi. God bless. And the deep thing is this, as the cloud receive Elijah and receive, I believe, Moses, the only one that left was Jesus having a conversation with Peter, James, and John. So here's the point I'm making. That cloud contains people. That cloud, I believe, contains everyone that have died in Christ. God bless you, truly grateful, and able to understand that's a whole world of people. Are you with me today? Glory be to God. Thank you. I don't know what heaven gonna be like. That's going to be crazy, man. So I get excited about people that have died in my past, and you wonder what they're doing. They're looking at you. My Aunt Daisy, my grandmother, my grandfather, my Uncle Alvin, my Uncle Ed, Ivan, people that have died in my past. And I know they were believers, and they're in that greater cloud of witness, and they watch and they observe you. So I just think it's pretty awesome. I like to speculate, when Christ went up into the cloud, what else did the disciples see? That's the thing I just was so great. So Christ ascended. So what happened during that ascension? That's crazy, right? If you go to the book of Ephesians, go to Ephesians chapter 4. Let me show you what happened when Christ went up. This is what I believe. In Ephesians chapter 4, and it says this in verse 6. It said, well, verse 5, it says, Ephesians 4, verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, not three gods, one God, Elohim and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, the descension and the ascension of the Messiah. But unto every one of us is given grace or charisma according to the measure of the gratitude of Christ the Messiah. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, you see that word, ascended. So when he went up, he led captivity captive. I believe that when he went up on the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, when he went up, something else went up with him. I believe all the souls that had died in the Old Testament in Abraham's bosom went up at this time. And as he went up, the Bible says he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men, unto humanity. So I believe he poured out the fivefold ministry, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And it's not just for the Jews, it's for the Jews and the Gentiles. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord, who is the Savior and Lord, or Lord or Savior, doesn't matter to me what order, doesn't matter to me really, but whatever it is, these gifts become activated. That means the blood of Jesus, his ascension on the right hand of the Father, gave God the right to pour these headship gifts out to everyone. Glory be to God. And all you got to do is call on the name of the Messiah. This is very important to get this. Call on his name. And once you call on his name, everything that's been held up in the third heaven is now given unto you. Glory be to God. And I believe that cloud of witnesses was something so deep that I believe the 500 people that saw that cloud was awestruck. And they was looking into this cloud, and they stood there, and God had to send two angels. Hello, Dr. J. God bless you, woman. I miss you so much. Sent two angels, Shabby, and truly grateful, Nicolette, had to send two angels to say, do me a favor, stop gazing into the heavens. You need to get with your assignment and go to Jerusalem to be clothed with power from on high, because the power of the Holy Ghost is about to hit in all fullness. Not for this one person, for that one person. I'm going to pour it out, and this is going to be the fulfillment of Joel that says, I'll pour out my Holy Ghost, I'll pour out my promise, I'll pour out the kingdom upon all flesh. So this is a shift, the closing out of one temple, watch this, and the beginning of another. Now this is crazy, because I gave you a little about clouds. Now, when you start dealing with stones, this is crazy, right? Let's see. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Let's see if I can find that. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. It may be 224. Let's see here. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I deal with clouds. Now, I'm dealing with what you call stones, okay? This is very important to get this. Let's see here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I think it's 224. Let's see here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Clouds and stones. I'm looking for a particular scripture here, and I want to make sure I get this. It's very important to get this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on. I want to get this right now. I want to get this right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Ah, boy, boy, boy. There's a particular scripture I want to read to you, and I don't want to miss this here. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Hello, Kiki. Hello, Trudy. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. And I talked about clouds, all right? And you'll find this term clouds used many times. Also, clouds represent judgment. Clouds are used as judgment, all right? It also, the term clouds means the manifested presence of God, where God shows up in the physical term, and you can actually see him. And when you get to 1 Peter chapter 2, look at verse 4, and look what it says. And get this. Start at chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, laying aside, putting away all malice and all guile and deceit and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakers and slanders, as newborn babes, infants, desire, yearn for the sincere, undeceitful milk of the word or logic, that you may grow thereby. He's talking about breast milk, all right? Not cow milk, breast milk. Cow milk, not healthy. Breast milk is perfect. If so be ever you have tasted that the Lord is gracious and kind. Look at Psalms 34, verse 8. As living stones, to whom coming as unto a living stone. Now, Summer, why is he using the term living stone? Because there were stones that were dead. The temple of Herodian, or the Herodian temple, was made by dead stones. Yes, worth billions of dollars, the size of like 12 football fields. But before the living stones can fully come into effect, we got to remove the dead stones. So what's taking place is they're headed for a place in history between AD 66 and AD 70 where this Herodian stone marvel billion-dollar size of the mall temple is going to be removed, which is their heaven, and Jerusalem is their earth. It's their world. It's going to be removed, but Christ's word will remain. Because the removal of this physical stone, here is coming a replacement, or what I like to call an upgrade of living stones. It says in verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed, disapproved indeed of men by humanity. But you are chosen of God, select with Elohim, precious, honorable, you also are living or lively living stones. You are built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. I don't want no more lambs and bulls and doves. Your life obedience to me is a spiritual sacrifice. I want you to stick with Christ, although other folks quit. I want you to keep tithing when folks quit tithing. I want you to sow offerings or the folks stop sowing offerings. This all comes down to perseverance and staying committed to the kingdom no matter what other folks do or don't do. This is the test of Christianity. I'm using that word a lot today because some folks only understand Christianity when I use it, okay? Stick with me. It says you are a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable, well received to God Elohim by Jesus Christ through Yahshua Messiah. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay or place in Zion a chief cornerstone, which means elect, select, precious, honorable, and he that trusteth in him shall not no way be ashamed. Unto you, therefore, which believe, trust, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, distrust the stone, which the builders disallow, disapprove, the same, this one, is made become the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumbleth at our word. Being disobedient, who distrust, whereunto also they were appointed and set. But you are a chosen generation, which means select genos. You are a royal, sovereign, priesthood, which means king and preacher in one body. You are a holy generation or a holy nation, Jerome. You are a peculiar people, acquisition unto himself, that you should show forth or evangelize the praises, virtue of him who have called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past you were not even a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, now have been mercied, but now have obtained mercy, be mercy. Dear beloved, I beseech you as strangers, settlers, and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly pantings which war against your soul, having your lifestyle, honest behavior, good amongst the Gentiles, that wherein in which they spoke slander against you, that say they may by your good works, which they shall observe, glorify God in the day of your visitation. Now I want to stop right now because I think I got 6 minutes. Am I right? I got 1 minute. What I got? 1 minute, right? I got about 1 minute here. And I want you to get this here. Okay? I want you to get as I close this out. I spoke about clouds and stones. Lively stones is the body of Christ. It's the assembly. It's the synagogue. It's the coming together. And we are the ruling body. God calls us lively stones. The temple that was in the first century Israel were dead stones. Those dead stones cost billions of dollars to build on top of each other. But what is more expensive than money is our spirits and our lives. So we are the lively stones that take place of the dead stones. So two things happen here. Not only are we headed for a greater cloud of witnesses, we are the lively stones being built up. Hey, I gotta go. I want to thank you for watching Mike Live and also listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. Please tune in on tomorrow for our church service at 9:30 a.m. Don't miss what God's doing. Go to the Cash App, supermike777@gmail.com, or the Cash App, $Pastor Michael7. Everybody need to sow today. If you watch today, don't just steal. Sow back. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for tuning in to www.mikebroadcast.com. Gotta go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973 713-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.